You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anna and Raven's Cupid Cameo.
You complete me.
I want the fairy tale.
Cupid's Cameo. Last week, we asked you to tell us why your significant other was so great, and then we would create a free video for them. Bernardo had a lot of beautiful things to say about his wife, Jasmine.
It's going to sound so cheesy. She's literally the one. I was a different person 11 years ago when we met. She just does everything. She's the hardest working woman I know. Always puts a smile on, no matter how bad the day. And when I have a bad day, she's always my rainbow. She's always optimistic. She pushes me to be a better person, better father, better man. She's hardworking. She's in nursing school. She works full-time at the hospital. Great mother, great wife, great friend.
How many girls do you have? I know you have daughters.
I have two daughters. One turned 11 today. My youngest turns 8 in 4 weeks.
Yeah. Bernardo, it's wonderful when you meet somebody that you're so infatuated with. They inspire you to be a better version of yourself. And it sounds like this is really what happened with you.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. I'd worked in restaurants my entire life, Anna. Yeah. You could relate.
Yep, certainly.
And you know what life that is. So after a 15-year restaurant career, an opportunity presented itself, and I was terrified to take the leap. I said, I have to raise my family. I can't go into the unknown. I never finished school or anything. I said, I can't go into this corporate world 9 to 5. I don't know what I'm doing. She was the push I needed to say, you got this. We'll manage. 6 months later, we're closing on our new house. You know, and I was able to buy like my dream truck. The kids are way better off. I went back to school. I finished school. I travel for work. I keep growing. And now she's also growing because this has given us the opportunity where I'm not pushing 65, 70 hours a week at work anymore. So now she has time to work on herself and her career. She wants to become an RN. She works like crazy overnight shifts at the hospital. So I just think we're just in such a good place and we're so compatible that we just keep lifting each other up.
I don't know why I have tears in my eyes.
It's wonderful, right?
Yeah, it's just so, it's so beautiful.
You're doing it.
Yeah, you're doing it. You're doing the dream.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people are really striving to. If we can just get our mess out of the way and focus on the things that are truly important, I think that's where everybody wants to end up.
We're first generation everything. You know, nobody before us has an education past, you know, freshman, sophomore year. I'm an immigrant. I was born and raised in Brazil, and I migrated here in 96. I'm legal. And I'm building into our future, and we just keep pouring into each other, and we just keep growing. And I'm about to take my next step, which is also something that I would not be able to do without her. You know, I'm trying to become a fireman now, so I just signed up to take the CPAT exam, and I'm just trying to grow to reach the next level. You know, with her, you never get comfortable. You just hey, let's keep growing. Let's keep doing this. She gets me off my butt and says, "Do it. Try it. Don't be scared." Because as a man, you never want to fail. But when you have the right woman next to you, you know, failure is, it's almost like something you're not afraid to accept.
Bernardo, I feel like Jasmine is just as lucky to have you as you are to have her.
You're exactly who I want to be my neighbor or in my community.
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
You really are.
Well, Bernardo, happy Valentine's Day. We're working on this video for you. I don't know if we can caption all of this in just a minute, but we're going to try our hardest.
Happy Valentine's Day, Jasmine. I'm Anna. This is Raven. Here's what I know. For sure. Your husband, Bernardo, loves you.
We just got off the phone with Bernardo, and it's hard to put it all into one message. He just talks about how much you have enhanced his life and turned him into a better man. And it's a real partnership.
The way that you encourage him to always be better and more fulfilling for your family and your beautiful girls. He's lucky to have you, and you're lucky to have him. Becoming a nurse, working in the hospital, I mean, you're a hard worker.
That's the thing is, it's not like you're just sitting around going, you should be better. you're also bettering yourself all the time, too. I mean, you really sound like a strong, powerful family unit and a great couple. And you know what? There's great things ahead of you. And for both of you.
Yes, and an inspiration to your daughters on what a relationship should be like. So from us to you, we wish you a happy Valentine's Day and know that Bernardo loves you very, very much.